high and far off times, the elephant, O best beloved, had no trunk, or at most only a very small one, about as big as a boot.
It's not that he allowed his trunk one day to get loose or lost or shrunk. And don't suppose he chose his nose in hopes that if he went to sniff, he couldn't tell
at least by smell
a skunk who stunk. He had no trunk, nor had he flung away his trunk, or dumped it till it sunk and sunk, or anything else you might have thunk. It simply was a blackest trunk, a baldy trunk, a blackest trunk, a baldy trunk. Thank heavens it wasn't an unk, unk, an old trunk.
Now there was one elephant,
a new elephant,
an elephant's child, who was full of satiable curiosity. And that meant he asked ever so many questions. I wish I had six honest men to teach me all they knew, whose names were what and why and when and how and where and who. I'd send about to here's and there's, for the second they'd open their eyes, 1 million hows, 2 million wheres, and 17 million whys. His curiosity was just that satiable. He asked ever so many questions of his tall aunt, the ostrich.
The ostrich, oh, the ostrich, the ostrich, the ostrich is so polite. She hides her head out of sight. Her beauty, oh, her beauty is so superior. She is forced, yes, she's forced to bury her head in the sand. She's modest, understand, and hates being blamed by the birds who are shamed when they see her and feel inferior.
Oh, ostrich, my aunt. Oh, aunt, my ostrich. Why do your tail feathers grow just so?
And his tall aunt, the ostrich, spanked him with her hard, hard claw.
Ow. But the elephant's child was still full of satiable curiosity. And so he asked ever so many questions of his tall uncle, the giraffe.
The giraffe, don't laugh, is too tall by half. The trees, if you please, will tickle his knees. Don't think for a blink that it's fun being tall, for it isn't, not at all. You're not able to sit at a table. There's no bed will fit your head. There's no roof high in imagine what it's like to buy a scarf. It's a larf for a giraffe.
Oh, giraffe, my uncle. Oh, uncle, my giraffe. What makes your skin so spotty?
And his tall uncle, the giraffe, spanked him with his hard, hard hoof.
Ow. But oh, my dear aunt and uncle, why must you spank me so?
Though it is for knowledge, it's a virtue, dangers which are bound to hurt you. Look at every corner you would find. There's a reason why you spank me. You'll be pleased to say, I'll thank you when you learn. We only spank you to be kind. We are kind,
we are kind,
we are kind.
We spank, cause we're kind.
You must listen to your uncles and your aunts who know the jungles and support. You'll need to know the reason why. But your youth and impetuosity and sexual curiosity will only get you trouble by and by. We are kind,
we are kind,
we spank,
cause we're kind.
And we're afraid for you, dear elephant. You'll run off by yourself and discover what it was that killed the cat. Clear than our suggestions, my dear, your silly question is much better left unasked, and that is that.
But why?
No, it's better left unasked, and that is that.